Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru. Medical Sales Guru is the free weekly podcast that is dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that sell goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. Why Medical Sales Guru? Well, there are so many challenges that you face as a medical sales professional, and let's just take a minute and talk about some of them. Let's begin with time management. You probably have unlimited time in your day and can absolutely choose to do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it. Now, we both know that isn't true. Time management in the medical sales device, equipment industry, pharmaceutical, biopharma, it is a challenge. It is always a challenge. Why? Because there are so many things to do, so many miles to drive, and so many hours in a day, and it's very difficult to get everything done. What's another challenge that you have? Well, how about getting to your customers? Yeah, customer access, getting past the gatekeeper, booking appointments, getting those busy healthcare customers to meet with you. What about preparing for your sales presentation? And let me begin by asking, you do prepare for your sales presentations, don't you? I mean, you don't wing it. You don't go driving down the interstate reading a brochure on your way to your appointment, and that's all your preparation. I hope not. What about delivering the service if you have a product that you need to be present in the operating room or in the clinic when that product is being used? Or if part of your job is to do in-services, educate the users of your products and those medical and healthcare professionals that are going to be supporting your product. And when there's a problem with your product or service, who becomes the first line to troubleshoot? Well, sometimes it's the sales representative. So that may be your job also. What about paperwork? Now, I know you love paperwork. Paperwork is always one of my favorite things to do. Can you tell that I'm exaggerating here a little bit? We all hate paperwork, but yet for most of us, especially with the record-keeping demands of this industry, we all have to do the paperwork. We have to provide it to our companies, who then forward it on to the FDA and all the other regulatory agencies. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be done when it comes to paperwork, and none of us like doing it. So let's come to the final task. What is your number one job? Why are you here? Hopefully you answered selling. You are here to sell. That's your number one job. And depending on what your job is, sometimes that gets the first focus of your day. But I know in some areas of this industry where you're so busy providing services, trying to troubleshoot problems, that sometimes sales, the sales function, falls on a back burner. And keep in mind, folks, that we all know that's how you get paid, it's how your companies get paid, so sales really needs to be number one. So my next question is, if selling is so important, how do you prepare for your selling efforts, and how do you maintain those skills? Your company probably provides great training. They've got a training program where you go and visit the factory or the home office, and you have continuing education where they send you weekly updates, monthly updates, and it's up to you to find the time to stay updated on your company's products and services. It's part of your job. I know that you do it. But what about the actual mechanical medical sales skills? The skills that you need to present to get your customers to say yes. How do you, first of all, how do you learn those skills? And I know you've probably been selling for a long time, but how do you learn new skills? Why would you need new skills? Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but the economy is changing. Perhaps maybe the way that your customers are buying is changing. How do you learn new skills to address those changes? And once you learn those skills, how do you hone those skills to make them the best that they can be? Now, you're probably asking, well, selling skills, I'm a salesman, I know how to sell, I've been doing this my entire life. Well, that might be great, but I like to refer to people that sell in this industry as medical sales professionals. And as a professional, that means you have to be the best that you can be. Let me give you an example. Let's look at airline pilots. Do you ever get on an airliner? Do you usually feel pretty good that when you get on the airliner that you're going to get to the other end of your trip? Hopefully you said yes, because if the answer is no or you just shrugged, my question to you is, then why did you get on the airplane? No, let's be honest. You wouldn't get on the airplane unless you knew there was a reasonably great chance that you were going to be able to complete your trip. And why do you feel that way? Why do you have such a level of confidence in the airline transport industry? Well, it's because it is safe. And usually the guy or the woman flying the plane has been thoroughly, thoroughly trained. How do pilots train? Well, you probably know that pilots begin by training in a simulator. This is after they've already gotten their private pilot's license and they're done flying the little Cessnas and Cherokees and whatever they learn to fly in. But before they move to the big airliner, they train in a simulator. Why? Because no one is going to reasonably toss the keys to a $200 million airplane to someone who's never flown it before. So they start in a simulator. And over time, they develop the skills where they're able to take command of that aircraft, either first in command or second in command. Now, is that the end of it? Think about this. You have pilots. Average pilot flies 80 to 100 hours a month. Do you think they're good at flying? Yeah, they're real good at flying. They are competent. But to make sure that they maintain their level of competency and proficiency, the FAA, that's the Federal Aviation Administration, has a mandate that if you are a captain, the first in command in an airliner, you have to undergo recurrent training every 6 months. Doesn't matter how good you are. It absolutely doesn't matter. You could be Chuck Yeager, Bob Hoover, Top Gun. Every 6 months, they're going to put you in a simulator, make sure that your skills are absolutely what they need to be. Well, why do they do that? They do it because they need to be prepared for anything that can happen in that airplane. And do things happen? Do you remember the U.S. Airways flight a few months ago that made an emergency landing in the Hudson River in New York? A pilot by the name of Sully Sullenberger became a national hero when they flew the Airbus aircraft into a flock of geese, and it took out both engines on the airplane, and there was nowhere to go except the Hudson River. Now, Sully ditched the plane perfectly. He kept the wings level, he had the perfect approach speed, kept the nose high, and it all worked out. Do you think that they would have had that kind of an outcome if Sully was not a proficient pilot? Now, Sully had some glider experience, which is basically what he was flying. When you're in an airliner or any aircraft and you don't have any engines, you are at that moment in a glider. He knew how to handle the aircraft. And this was no accident, folks. It wasn't dumb luck. He was prepared. What happens with you when you find yourself in a situation that you didn't expect? Let's say suddenly you find yourself with a customer who has been using your products for years and years, and suddenly, because of a new contract that has come into play, this customer says, "Hey, Harry, I'm sorry. I can't use your product anymore unless you could do something about the pricing." Are you prepared to deal with that eventuality? Do you have the sales skills to be able to address it, or are you going to stand in front of your customer with that deer in the headlight look? Now, I know, again, your company provides product information, service information, but your selling skills need to be worked on a regular basis. Just like that pilot needs to go into the simulator and hone those skills every 6 months. You probably don't have time to go away for a week every 6 months because you're busy selling in your territory. So the purpose of Medical Sales Guru is to provide you with an option. An option where you can listen to a podcast at your home computer, or you can download it and listen to it on your iPod, put it onto a CD and listen to it in your car, and update your medical sales skills whenever you want to. Now, I'm recommending that you do it at least once a week. Commit to 5 to 15 minutes every week, depending on the length of the podcast, and I promise you, you will learn something. It might be a review of something that you already know, but just like the pilot, he or she already knows how to fly the plane. When they review it, it brings that information, sharpens those skills, so that when they run into a situation, when you fly into a flock of geese, you know what to do. Listen, sales training is great. I'm a sales trainer. This is what I do for a living. I'm one of those guys that shows up at your company or someone else's medical device company or pharmaceutical company and does a 1 or 2 or 3 day sales training seminar. Here's the reality. I think I'm pretty good. but it doesn't matter how good you are. Behavioral change does not happen in 1, 2, or 3 days. If you want to maximize your ability to sell, you have to reinforce it over and over and over again. Only after a period of repetition will those new skills become ingrained such that you will be able to activate them when you need them without thinking about them. So Medical Sales Guru, we're going to be here every Monday morning. I will probably upload the podcast late on Sunday night or first thing Monday morning. Why not start your week off with a tip or a new skill that can help you in what you do every day? And the best thing, ladies and gentlemen, it's free. There's no charge for Medical Sales Guru. Why? I believe in karma. I have been so fortunate to have worked in this industry for the last 25 plus years, and I am grateful to all of the sales professionals, my mentors, the doctors, nurses, CEOs, CFOs of hospitals who have taught me the ins and outs of this business. I feel that I have a responsibility to pass it on. And if you're willing to listen, I'm willing to talk. I solicit your feedback. Please send an email to mace@medicalsalestraining.com. That's mace, M-A-C-E, at medicalsalestraining.com, all one word. Give me your feedback about the podcast, and if there's something you would like to hear about on a future podcast, please let me know. If I can't deliver it myself, I will bring someone aboard and interview him or her to make sure that you get the information that you need to succeed. Medical Sales Guru is all about medical sales professionals and what they do every day. I'd like to thank you for joining us on this first podcast for Medical Sales Guru. I look forward to bringing you current information as we move forward. Thank you so much for visiting with me today. Have a wonderful week selling. And remember, whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. I'll speak with you next week. Bye for now.